We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to your spiritual life today. We're opening our service with the selection, Wonderful Words of Life. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the Word of God which you have given us. It is indeed a guide for our feet, a light unto our path, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today, and we're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, that it will be a blessing to precious, eternity-bound souls. And we know for it to be a blessing, we must have your blessings. So be with us on this broadcast and use it for your honor and for your glory. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the Holy Scriptures. Our text of Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I realize in the day and age in which we are living, there are many attacks made against the Word of God, the Bible. But, beloved, the Word of God has stood down through the ages, and it will continue to do so regardless of how many people may attack it, how many people may doubt it, how many people may try to oppose it. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven, and it will stand forever. So think with me today about the Holy Scriptures. They are an unerring guide. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. And if we will walk in that light, we will have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. They are pure. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. So we read in Psalm 12 and 6. And they are true. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Psalm 119, verse 160. Jesus, in his prayer, as recorded in John 17 and 17, said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And we know that Jesus Christ always spoke the truth himself. He never misrepresented. So he said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." John 17:17, I say. They are precious. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. That's Psalm 19 and 10. They are profitable for both doctrine and practice. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so the Word of God was given by inspiration of God. Yes, the Bible says, holy men of old wrote the Scriptures. And I can assure you of one thing, God never inspired a lie. Whenever God inspired a person to speak, He inspired them to speak the truth. And here Paul tells us that the Word of God is profitable for doctrine. Some people preach doctrine, and some people say, "Well, I don't preach doctrine." Well, whatever you preach, it's doctrine, whether it's true or whether it is false. For doctrine is what is taught. So the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. Yes, if you will obey the instructions in the Word of God, you will live a righteous and a godly life, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, we're talking about the Holy Scriptures, and they are given for the use of all nations, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, make known to all nations for the obedience of faith. So we read in Romans chapter 16 and verse 26. To convert the soul. The scriptures are given to convert the soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalm 19 and verse 7. They are given to instruct, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Romans chapter 15 and verse 1. They are given to produce faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10 and 17. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through him. So we read in St. John chapter 20 and verse 31. They are given to produce obedience, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 19 and 20. To keep from destructive paths concerning the words of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. So we read in Psalm 17 and 4. And many lives are being destroyed, wrecked and ruined today because they have rejected the word of God. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Again, that's Psalms 17 and verse 4. To support spiritual life, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's Matthew 4 and 4. And Jesus quoted that passage of Scripture from the book of Deuteronomy. And it's just as true today as it was when Jesus quoted it so long ago. To promote growth in grace, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Yes, whenever we become a Christian, whenever we are born again of the Spirit of God, we are a babe in Christ. But we are not to remain a babe. We are to grow up. We are to become mature. And this is the way to do it. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my pathway. And the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And Jesus, I say, quoted from the book of Deuteronomy when he said, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We read in the book of Revelation how John was given a little book, and he was told to eat it all. So the Word of God is food for the soul, and it will enable us to grow from our childhood to maturity in our Christian experience. Now, the Holy Scriptures are to be the standard of teaching. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20. They are to be received with meekness. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. That's James chapter 1 and verse 21. And now the Holy Scriptures are to be taught. And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 6 and 7. And again, they are to be observed. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28 and verses 19 and 20. That is a part of the commission that Jesus gave. In Mark it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Here in Matthew it says to go therefore and teach, and to teach all nations to observe, or in other words, to obey those things, all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So we are to teach, and we are to observe, we are to obey all things that Jesus Christ taught. And Jesus Christ taught us nothing but the truth. Now, they are not to be handled deceitfully. So Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Also, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, they are not to be taken from or added to. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish or take away from any of it, and that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command you. Now I'd like to read from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, where we find these same words, but we also find a penalty connected to doing contrary to it. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now here we read where God said he would add plagues unto anyone who added to the word of God. And that's verse 18. And then in verse 19, he said, anyone who took away from it, he would take their name out of the Lamb's book of life. And we read here in the book of Revelation, in chapter 20, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So these people that are fighting the word, denying the word, twisting the word, misrepresenting the word, will have their name taken out of the book of life, or it'll never be there, and they shall be cast into the lake of fire. So we read here in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. I thank God today for a heart and a mind that's willing to accept the word of God and endeavor to live by it, because I want to make heaven my home, and the word of God obeyed will enable us to do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures with our congregation today, and we trust as the word of God has been given, it'll find lodgment in hearts. Souls will be blessed. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we do trust that the messages in the scriptures that we have brought to you have proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net, our email. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. Also, you may listen to some past broadcast if you missed any or would like to hear one over again. And we would also invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. Also, our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in next week and another way, when we present another Way of Truth broadcast. May the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.